I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Six Christians from a minority community in Iran just received sentences totaling 40 years behind bars. One believer who received a 15-year sentence stands accused of threatening national security and propaganda against the regime through promoting Christianity. Charges against the other five believers remain unknown. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari says one thing is clear.
This collective sentencing could be a method to send a strong message and warning to others who may consider converting to Christianity.
We cannot change Iran's judicial system, but we know the Lord who holds Iran in his hands.
There is power in the prayer. That's why we are asking the international community to stand next to these individuals and pray for them. Pray for comfort and peace. These are very, very difficult, stressful times. Pray for strength and endurance, protection and deliverance.
Pakistan is a land of ancient legacy. In many ways, MENA Leadership Center's work harvests generations of seeds God has sown in Pakistan. Fadi Saraya says MLC is looking to answer key questions as it begins work in Pakistan.
How can we connect the Pakistani leaders with other Christian leaders in the region so that they can learn from each other and they can encourage each other and they can grow with each other?
You can support the work of MENA Leadership Center through donations or your prayers.
I really hope and pray that whatever we do is going to be for the glory of God and for the church in Pakistan. The church needs this, Christians need this, and Pakistan needs this.
Ask the Lord to give MLC leaders wisdom as they lay the groundwork for new projects in Pakistan. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people like you. Join us here or through our social media network. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.